This is Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is James Robbins, senior editorial writer for The Washington Times. In today's edition of The Washington Times, he opined about what we would really be getting if one of the important provisions in this economic stimulus bill were actually to become law. We're talking about a national healthcare technology coordinator. What exactly is that, and what could it mean for your healthcare down the line? And Jim, thanks so much for being with us.
My pleasure.
Well, this certainly hasn't gotten a lot of attention. Mostly it's been about whether certain projects are pork or whether there's enough tax cuts in the bill or too many tax cuts, depending upon your position. What exactly is this healthcare coordinator position designed to do?
Well, among other things, what they want to do is have a centralized federal government database that would, according to the language of the bill, cover every American, in which the government would collect information on every visit that anyone makes to any doctor for any reason anywhere in the country.
And then extrapolate how that could be difficult, because the argument, as you pointed out in your piece today and as supporters of this stimulus package have pointed out, it will streamline the healthcare system, it will modernize it, medical records will be more easily accessible when people need care. They're obviously touting the positives of this. What's the danger?
Well, I suppose at some level you could say there are some benefits. The most immediate problem with this, of course, is the question of privacy. Maybe people don't want to have a centralized database with all of their medical records somewhere in the government where hackers could gain access to it, or people could misuse privileges in order to collect information on people for various reasons. I mean, we hear every day about cases of databases being hacked into and the government losing information. So that's one concern. The other concern, one that I was really writing about, was what exactly are they going to use this information to do? Language of the statute talks about promoting efficiencies, but it doesn't really define what efficiencies are. Like, how will this promote cost savings through efficiency? And in order to understand that, you have to go to a book that came out recently by Tom Daschle, the tax-impaired HHS nominee and former senator, in which he talked about the healthcare crisis. And in fact, it was on the basis of this book, amongst other things, that he was nominated for HHS secretary. And in that book, Daschle makes the argument that Americans use too much healthcare, that too many expensive or experimental procedures are used, and that some people really shouldn't be using all of these healthcare resources that they might have access to.
And why does he believe that?
Well, because it's just very expensive, and you get people at the closing years of their lives consuming millions of dollars worth of healthcare for things that may or may not help them. And to these people, it seems highly inefficient that these people who are not going to be very productive going on in their lives are taking so much out of the system. Therefore, efficiency by that metric is the cost benefit or a return on investment of people using health care when they are, say, severely disabled or they're terminally ill or something like that.
So if someone is extremely elderly, disabled, or, as you point out in the article, perhaps even badly injured from serving this country in wartime, because they're unlikely, even if the treatment works, to contribute significantly to our economy and our society, they might just be denied treatment, correct?
Right. I mean, that's not spelled out in the bill, but how else are you going to promote efficiency? I mean, by this model, and according to the logic that Americans consume too much health care, the only answer I can see is that they're going to make sure that some people don't consume as much health care. In other words, there'll be denials of service to some people.
What has been the track record in some of the countries where we've already seen significant government intervention in healthcare, like Canada, like Britain, and so forth?
Yeah, you get really strange economies when these things happen. For example, in Britain, there was a situation in which, because of the cost of certain eye treatments, they required people to go blind in one eye before they could have access to the medical care that they would need, rather than have the preventive care, which in some cases is more expensive, but which might save their sight. I mean, that's just ridiculous. And that ruling, luckily, was overturned. Another thing I read about that I thought was interesting was in Sweden, they did away with motorcycle helmet laws because they calculated that the burden on the healthcare system was actually less if the motorcyclist died than if he used his helmet and suffered some kind of brain damage and was still alive but was, you know, not a quote-unquote use to society. So, I mean, you get into these sort of weird calculations when the medical decisions are not between the patient and the doctor, but when you have government bureaucrats involved.
So who ultimately would be making decisions if the government has access to our medical information and has the ability to decide whether or not a medical treatment is worth the price?
Right. I mean, that's the purpose of the database. I mean, the database itself does raise the privacy issues and certain other issues. But I think really the major question is, why does the government need to know all this information? And it seems to me that in promoting efficiency, that's one of the major goals of the people who want to overhaul the healthcare system. And that's very troubling to me because I don't want bureaucrats making decisions about what healthcare that I or my relatives or my loved ones or anyone else should or shouldn't have access to. What about a premature baby who may or may not make it? Is someone in Washington going to throw a switch on that one and say, well, we just don't think it's worth it? I mean, you know, when you start to look at all the possible scenarios, it's just mind-boggling.
And real quickly, before we let you go, Jim, is there a scenario where the Congress could have done this much differently in terms of helping to modernize medical records without the government hand dipping into the whole process?
Well, I'm certain there was some way that they could have done it better, but and I am also certain that all of this has no place in an economic stimulus bill. It's supposed to be about creating jobs for Americans, and Democrats who are pro-healthcare reform partisans just plop this thing in there because they thought they could get away with it.
Jim, unfortunately, that'll have to be the last word. Thank you so much for being with us again.
My pleasure.
James Robbins, senior editorial writer for The Washington Times. This is Dateline Washington.